Good afternoon. The IPCA is not impressed with the system that the police use to assess whether stalking allegations are serious or not. So the IPCA took a look at the matrix after the murder of a 21-year-old in Auckland who had complained to police about stalking 8 weeks before her stalker killed her. Police didn't act on her first complaint. They waited for her to come into the station. They promised to forward the file to another station. They didn't, and then she was murdered. Ruth Money is a victim's advocate. Hey, Ruth.
Hi there.
Ruth, she went to the police with a text where showing the police that he'd threatened to throw acid on her face. Are you surprised that wasn't enough by itself for police to deal with him?
I am surprised. I'm horrified. I'm raging that what do you have to do as a victim in this country to get action?
Do you know what's gone wrong here in terms of this? Because there's another woman who also complained, right? So you've got two women complaining about the same guy. How did the police not deal with it then?
Look, I think it is a combination of a number of things. I have experience where we try and report these things and there is a perception by some officers that females are being hysterical and that the fear that they are trying to communicate they feel is not genuine and therefore there is a lack of action. The IPCA have also said that the way that they assess stalking or the matrix that they use is not fit for purpose. And absolutely, it is. I completely agree with you. It is not with them. It is not fit for purpose.
What is this matrix? Is it a bunch of questions and answers? Is it a computer system? How does it work?
It's human. It's human error. And what does a victim have to do? Show someone's going to throw acid. Show someone. And Fazana kept reporting this. She didn't just report it once. I think, and I don't want to victim blame, because 105 should be where you get action, but I encourage everybody to use 111. Mm. And if you can, go into a station, and some cultures, some areas can't do that, but do not use 105. And this case proves it. It's completely not fit for purpose.
Right, this is the phone number. Have they changed the matrix since this?
My understanding is they haven't. They are undertaking that they have committed to looking at it and they have accepted the findings from the IPCA. Too little too late for this family and other victims who are being ignored and assessed, and I'm calling for urgent action.
Ruth, thank you. Ruth Money, victims advocate.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.